USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hours before a shooting took place at the Washington Nationals baseball game on Saturday, shutting down the game, a six-year-old child was shot and killed Friday in a drive-by shooting in southeast Washington, D.C. Her grandmother, Andrea Courtney, has some words on Fox News to the people that did this.
I prayed that when they close their eyes at night, they see her face. When they wake up, they see her face and find it in their heart to turn themselves in. I'm praying for that. I'm praying for justice for my granddaughter.
Police released a video of the suspect vehicle, a gray or silver four-door sedan. Naya Courtney was just 6 years old. A Tokyo court gave prison terms for the American father and son accused of helping Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, escape to Lebanon while awaiting trial in Japan. Michael Taylor was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison, while his son Peter was sentenced to 1 year and 8 months. Ghosn was charged with underreporting his compensation and a breach of trust in using Nissan Motor Company money for personal gain. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The recall effort against Alaska Governor Republican Mike Dunleavy that was halted actually will go forward now. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau sorts things out.
The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that a recall effort against Governor Mike Dunleavy can go forward. A recall committee filed an application to remove the governor, alleging he lacked fitness, was incompetent, and neglected his duties. The Alaska Division of Elections denied the application, saying it was not legally or factually sufficient. The recall committee challenged the division's decision in the state superior court, which ruled the recall application was valid. The state appealed that court decision to the Alaska Supreme Court, which ruled on Friday that the allegations in the recall petition are legally sufficient. Dunleavy, a Republican, has 17 months left on his term.
Grocery store operator On the Vine Marketplace in Scarborough, Maine, has paid over $27,000 in fines to the Department of Labor after an investigation found that some miners employed by the business were cleaning power-driven equipment in violation of federal laws. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 5th Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month also discussed America's re-entry into the Paris Agreement. Former Hollywood A-lister and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists are trying to sell the world.
I hear environmentalists talking about the existential threat of climate change. The existential threat. We are going to be eliminated. And what does the public hear? The icebergs are melting, the rainforests are burning, the coral reefs are dying, the polar bears are starving, our cities will be flooded, and our farms will dry up, and our coastlines will be wiped out. And there will be famine and starvation, and people will be fleeing the heat and the rising water, and there will be wars. And by the way, don't use fossil fuels. Don't use plastic. Don't eat meat. Is it any wonder that people are confused and tuned out? This movie doesn't have a storyline except constant alarm, which cannot be sustained.
Every speaker brought a climate story, ranging from politics, business, finance, science, activism, and innovation, encouraging positive communication. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.